it's time for Marty Lurie's greatest games in Giants history. Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and just like the G-Men, Georgie Brothers Furniture in South San Francisco is filled with the newest traditions of fine furniture. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture. Established in 1933, the Georgie Brothers Furniture family would now like to invite you to this week's greatest game with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Marty Lurie here with another great game in Giants franchise history. Fans, we're going to go back to May 11th of 2014. It's the Giants and the Dodgers. It's in L.A. It's early in the season, and we know 2014, when it's all said and done, turns out to be an outstanding year for the San Francisco Giants. All right, this is game four of a three-game series. Giants win the first one 3-1 in 10 innings. Madison Bumgarner wins the second one 3-1, and the Giants lose the third one 6-2 to Zach Greinke. So it is Sunday in L.A. It's a beautiful day. 51,369 out there to see these longtime rivals go at it. All right, the pitching matchup in this one is Tim Hudson for the San Francisco Giants. And for the Dodgers, it's every time you play the Dodgers, you know you're going to get them somewhere. It is Clayton Kershaw for the Dodgers in this one. All right, let's get to the lineups right away. For the Giants, Angel Pagan leads off. Hunter Pence, Buster Posey, Sandoval. At second base, Brandon Hicks, who's had an amazing first couple of months for the Giants. In April and May, he ends up hitting 8 home runs.
He came onto the scene as a non-roster invitee into spring training, and there was a couple of things he did. He had very good power. He could hit the home run. And the other thing was, he turned a double play as good as anybody in baseball. He really was outstanding at turning the double play with a strong arm to boot. I remember when he came up, he had that run, as you're saying, and I said, wow, this guy is better than we expected. And I liken it to the run that Randy Wynn had when he got traded over here from Tampa Bay. He went off hitting balls into the cove right and left. I don't know how many it was. And Brandon was that player for us. He played great second base. He hit those home runs. And then all of a sudden, a little bit Dan Uggla-esque, he lost it.
Joaquin Arias, Juan Perez, Aire Adrianza, and Tim Hudson. All right, for the Dodgers, it's D. Gordon, Yasiel Puig, Manny Ramirez, Adrian Gonzalez, Matt Kemp, Ethier, Turner, Drew Butera, and Kershaw hitting ninth. So that's the way it matches up here. Boy, the two lineups, you just hear those names again, you realize how good those two teams were in those days. All right. Giants first inning. Angel Pagan starts it off, as he did many times, with a base hit. Hunter Pence a base hit, but Posey hits into a double play. Sandoval then gets a double, and the Giants lead 1-0 after the first inning. In the sixth inning, Yasiel Puig starts it off against Tim Hudson. He's been great into the sixth inning and nursing this 1-0 lead. Puig gets a home run, and that makes it 1-1. That's his sixth homer of the year. Manny Ramirez doubles, and Adrian Gonzalez whacks him in there with a base hit, and the Dodgers go up 2-1. In the Giants' seventh, Sandoval gets a base hit, and Brandon Hicks, as I was telling you, hits home run number 7.
High and deep to left. Back is Ethier. Out of here! And the Giants take the lead.
And puts the Dodgers in the hole, puts the Giants up now, 3-2 at the end of 7. We go to the eighth inning. The Dodgers, Giants, 3-2, Giants. And, you know, you can just feel the energy of 51,369. Crawford flies to center. Pagan takes a base on balls, goes to second on a ground out by Pence, productive out, and Posey knocks him in with a single. It's 4-2 Giants. We go to the ninth inning. Now, Hudson is gone by this point. Affelt has come in, Casilla has come in, and now it's Romo in the ninth inning to try to put it away for the Giants over the Dodgers. He ends up getting a strikeout of Olivo to start it off. D. Gordon, what a pain in the neck he was for the Giants. He gets a double. He strikes out Puig on a great slider, and then Manny Ramirez, and I will never forget this one, hits one out to tie it up. Homer number 5 for him, and the game is now tied 4-4 after 9 innings. Wow, heartbreak for the Giants at this point, but they come back in the 10th. Kenley Jansen is on for the Dodgers. Pagan walks. Pence gets a base hit. Wild pitches get them to second and third. Posey is intentionally walked. Sandoval, a base hit to put the Giants up 5-4.
Jansen looking for the strikeout. Pitches. Sandoval grounds one, and it is through into left field. Base hit. Pagan comes in to score. Did not hit it hard, but with the infield pulled in, Pablo got it through, and the Giants have gone back in front 5-4.
Hicks strikes out. Hector Sanchez, a base hit, puts the Giants up 6-4, and another wild pitch, and the Giants lead at 7-4. Well, we go to the Dodger 10th now. Giants up 7-4. Gene Machi is in. Never had a save in the big leagues. Gets Kemp looking on a third strike. Ethier, a ground ball to short. Turner draws a walk, and Van Slyke gets a base hit, so now it's first and second, and he wild pitches him to second and third. Miguel Oliva comes up, Machi on the mound, and he strikes him out swinging to end the game and get the save. Wow, what a game. So the Giants end up taking 3 of 4 from the Dodgers in that series. On the road trip, which took them through Atlanta, Pittsburgh, and the Dodgers, they go 7-3. And why was this game important? Well, we know in 2014 they end up 6 games behind the Dodgers in the division race. But after this game, they went 33-18 and really started establishing themselves as a team to be reckoned with in 2014. And there was a 5-game win streak within that 33-18 streak that they got into. For Hicks, as I said, for the year, 8 homers, 22 RBIs, and all 8 are in April and May. Ended up hitting 162 before being released. The first 4 batters in the Giants' order that day, and boy, this is such a key to why this team was so good and how much they missed this. Pagan, Pence, Posey, and Sandoval, 9-for-17, 6 runs scored, 3 RBIs. For Tim Hudson, he goes 6 innings, 8 hits, gives up 2 earned runs and 1 home run in the game. Afel Casilla Romo finished. Machi with the save. For Kershaw, 7 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs, a homer. No walks, 9 strikeouts, but for Kenley Jansen, he goes to 0-2, a third of an inning, 3 hits, 3 runs, no homers, 2 walks, and a strikeout, and a bunch of wild pitches, which helped the Giants very much. So the Giants end this day 24-14, and they are the team to look at in this National League West right now. 3 hours, 54 minutes of exciting baseball in L.A., and this was the beginning of a run of 33-18. This is another great game in Giants franchise history.
This has been Marty Lurie's Greatest Games in Giants History on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and Georgie Brothers Furniture is celebrating being the Bay Area's premier home furnishings destination since 1933. Family owned and operated for 3 generations, Georgie Brothers has become one of the largest and most established full-time furniture stores in Northern California. Their 50,000 square foot showroom has today's looks at every price point. Georgie Brothers attributes its success to their expert non-commissioned designers, customization abilities, and competitive prices. Offering sofas, sectionals, and recliners, bedroom and dining, office to kids furniture, not to mention lighting, mattresses, area rugs, and carpet, even outdoor furniture for your home. Serving Northern California for 85 years. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture.